Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At MidwayUSA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Physical Friday. Today, we're going to talk about fitness games, ways to make fitness fun. We've talked about a lot of things regarding this on the podcast. Everybody knows. I've talked about it so many times that the deck of cards is one of my favorite ways to get fit on the road, or at least to get some kind of exercise on the road. It's very easy. You don't have to take anything with you but a deck of cards. We've also talked about the dice game, where we make a game out of dice and do that. If you don't know about that one, you can look back through the archives and find the dice game on these Fitness Fridays, where you use a pair of dice to, or a pair of die, I guess I should say, to create a great workout of any. You can do it with anything. You can do it with weights. You can do it just regular bodyweight exercises or whatever. And today we're going to talk about how you can take things that are going on. Like recently we've had the Masters and we've also had March Madness. And so today we're going to talk about how we can get inspiration from the Masters or from any golf tournament to create a very cool workout that you can do with your friends or with your kids or with by yourself on the road. And it's really good format. And before we get there, I want to tell you that I am enjoying a cup of Black Rifle coffee right now. I am a member of the Coffee Club. You might also want to be a member of the Coffee Club if you like coffee like I do. I love coffee. I love all different kinds of coffee. And you can go to the Coffee Club. You can click the link in the bio and you can use the code BLASTOFF25. You get 25% off your first subscription order. That's their best discount that they offer. And it's a fantastic opportunity. You join the Coffee Club. They have an app that is very easy to understand, very easy to use. And this club is not like any other subscription that I've joined. You get exclusive discounts from 50 plus partner brands, and you can modify your subscription at any time. So like last month, I got the Just Black coffee. This month, I changed it. I'm going to get the organic coffee. A couple of months ago, I got the Beyond Black, and they also have all kinds of other stuff. I'm kind of interested in learning some different ways to brew coffee, the Chemex pour over method, the AeroPress, the French press. And believe it or not, each one of these makes your coffee taste different. And you can get into it as much as you want. Some people get into craft beer, some people get into wines, some people get into coffee, whatever. I enjoy a really good cup of coffee. Black Rifle makes awesome coffee, and they also have all the gear to go with it, the different ways to brew it, everything. You can get as geeky on coffee as you can on anything else, and it's a great way to start the morning. That's what I'm doing right now. So you can click the link in the bio here or go to TomRolandPodcast.com. There is a banner right there that shows you exactly how to do it. You click that link or click that banner and use the code BLASTOFF25 and you can get your discount. All right, cool. So let's talk about how we can use these recent sporting events, the Masters and March Madness, to create some really, really awesome workouts. Now, as far as what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about the Masters, and then next week we're going to talk about March Madness. Okay, so in golf, everybody understands golf, that the lowest score wins, right? You have different pars. So you might have a hole that's a par five that they're expecting you, you know, to get, it's going to take five strokes to get the ball in the hole. Okay. That, then you would make par. If you go over par, that's a bogey. If you go under par, that's a birdie. And you can go even further, make an eagle. So that is the format of golf. And so you play 9 holes, you play 18 holes, you play 36 holes. You can go play as much as you want. So the way that you make a workout out of golf is simply to, whoops, I turned that the wrong way. So what we're going to do to make a workout out of golf is to use the same type format, right? We're going to have a par on each hole. So we're going to start this with just 9 holes, just to make it easy to understand. So what we'll do is we'll come up with 9 exercises. So I came up with a few right now. We have 100 push-ups. That's number one. And how many sets would it take for most people to do 100 push-ups? Let's call it a par 3. 3 sets, you can get 100 push-ups in, right? Okay. So the second hole, and this could be any exercise you want, but these are just the ones that I picked. The second hole would be a 50-foot handstand walk, okay? So a lot of people have trouble walking on their hands. Let's call that a par 5. You walk 10 feet on your hands at a time, that would be a par 5. So you're expected that it's going to take you 5 sets to get through a 50-foot handstand walk. The third hole, 30 back squats at 135, okay? So how many sets would it take to get through 30 back squats at 135? Well, I'll say 3, 10 at a time. Okay. So that's a par 3. Fourth hole, 100 double unders. Call that a par 3. Fifth hole, 50 kettlebell swings at 53 pounds. Let's call that a par 3. The sixth hole, 30 pull-ups. Let's call that a par 3, 10 at a time. The seventh hole, 15 handstand push-ups. Call that a par 3, 5 at a time. The eighth hole, 5-minute plank. Can you do it all at once, or do you have to break that up? Let's call that a par 3, too. Now, and the ninth hole, let's say 50 dips. Okay, let's call that a par 5. Okay, might take you 5 sets to get through. So you have a scorecard, and you have these written down on the scorecard. And this is a fun workout to do with a lot of people. If you had 50 people, you could print up scorecards and you could do this on a Saturday and everyone is competing to get the lowest score. You're probably also going to need a tiebreaker. But you would start out and on hole number 1, you're going to do 100 push-ups. So if you do that in 1 set, your score is 1. If you do it in 2 sets, your score is 2. If you do it in 5 sets, your score is 5. Okay, you understand how that works? In the second hole, 50-foot handstand walk, if you can walk all 50 feet at one time without falling, your score is 1. If it takes you 2 tries, your score is 2. If it takes you 10 tries, your score is 10. Okay? 30 back squats at 135, if you can do all 30 without stopping, your score is 1. See how this works? And you continue going on down the list. 50 kettlebell swings, if you can do all 50 at once, that's 1. Your score is 1. So at the end of 9 holes, the lowest score that you could have would be a 9, and the highest score you could have would be whatever, okay? So you can take this as far as you want to go. You can do it with any type of exercise, skill-oriented, weightlifting-oriented, whatever, gymnastics-oriented, body weight, whatever you want to do, you can use this format and create something that you're trying to do. So maybe you're going to do a farmer's hold. This would be a good one for 5 minutes. How many times do you have to put them down to hold 2 kettlebells in your hands for 5 minutes? If your score is You had to put them down 10 times, then you get a 10. If you can do it all at once, you hold them for 5 minutes without dropping them, your score is 1. So you can get as creative with this format as you want to. And I want to make sure that I give credit where credit is due. My friend Rick Hart shared this one with me, and he has a workout group just like I do. And they get together, and they did this one right around the Masters. So they just finished this one, and they came up with a 9-hole format and did this. I don't know if this is, if they created this workout or if, but they're the ones that showed it to me. So they get credit as far as I'm concerned. So thank you, Rick, and your group for that. This is a really cool format. So if you wanted to go deeper, you wanted to make it a more difficult workout, obviously you can make the exercises more difficult, or you could do 18 holes, or you could do 36 holes. So you see that you can make this as difficult as you want. And this is something that I really like. I really like to have, something different, right? You're on the same program, you're doing all these things, and then maybe you get together with some friends on a Saturday or a Sunday or at lunch, wherever your workout group is meeting, and you have this idea and you're going to do this, especially if it's around a big golf tournament where people are watching the Masters on TV. This makes it a little more fun, right? That's what we're trying to do. Having more fun means that you keep showing up. Keep showing up means that you are making progress. You are on the path and you're staying on the path. That's what it's all about. We are on the path to fitness. And in order to get there, we sometimes have to eliminate boredom. Sometimes we have to eliminate just repetition and do something different. You're out there, you're getting exercise, you're getting your heart rate up, you're sweating, you are getting stronger, you are working on your balance, you're working on all kinds of things. This is a fantastic one. So this is how you make a workout out of golf. That's pretty cool. I really like that. So thanks again, Rick, for sharing this with me. And I hope you guys will try it too. If you come up with a good format, I would love to know about it. You can text it to me at 305-930-7346. That is the text number. And next week, come back. If you like this format, come back and listen to the one about how you make a workout out of the March Madness bracket. Or any bracket, any tournament style bracket. That's what we're going to talk about next week. I really like that one as much as I like this one. I'm going to put both of them into use with my group and come up with some special workouts. All right, that's Physical Friday for today. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next week.
Anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.